This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? There we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. We're delighted you're with us today. Brad is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And if you'd like to call us, I've got the call screen up and running. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, you know, I don't know how I am. I'll tell you why. I've had a restless night thinking about all those second graders who want to compete in the Art Olympics, who want to compete with the portraits of Barack. Barack Obama's official portrait and Michelle's official portrait. Those are two of the, worst uses for a piece of canvas, ink, and brushes that I've ever seen. Absolutely horrible. Have you seen those things?
I have. Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So Barack is sitting in a chair, right? And Rich Sheban yesterday said it best. It looks like, you know, he's got all these leaves around him. Looks like poison ivy. That is horrible. He's just sitting in a chair. His hands are folded across his lap. His hands are way out of proportion. Way out of proportion. This is according to Smithsonian.com, they say the Obama's official portraits break new ground with their boldness. Oh, man. A picture-perfect reveal ceremony was by turns heartfelt and humorous. I guess it is humorous. But I don't think they were supposed to be a joke. I think they were supposed to represent some kind of a likeness to Barry Satoru and his roommate Michelle. But so, what was your take on this?
Okay. Alex Jones pointed out something quite interesting yesterday about Barry's picture. He said it looks as if it's been painted by a Chinese oil mill, which is they have whole cities in China where they are set aside specifically for doing oil paintings. Okay. And he said if you look carefully at it, you can tell that the background has actually, a stock background that's in tiles like you would put in with a computer, okay? But it's obviously been painted. So what they've done is that they've put a background in using a certain artistic method. You make a slide and then you project the slide onto a wall or whatever, and then you you paint around it. Okay, I think that's the simplest way of doing it. They often use the same method for making murals. So you have like the picture of the mural that you want, and you photocopy it onto acetone, and then you put the acetone on an overhead projector and project the image onto a wall, and then you paint it onto the wall. And sign writers and mural painters and all of these people, and it looks as if they've basically got a tiled stock photo background.
Mm-hmm. They're horrible.
That's the Both method that they've used. Well, it's yeah, cheap and tacky. And then Michelle's background, they've just run out of time. They haven't put a background in on that one at all.
Well, maybe the bulb in the projector. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the bulb in the projector blew out. Yeah. Gwyneth, we've got quite a delay here today, so it's a little difficult. I'm running about 3/4 of a second to from my studio to headquarters at GCN, and we're probably running at least that out to you. So we're probably running between you and me maybe 2 seconds, 2.5 seconds. So I just want to let you know that there's an extra delay today. But no, you're right. They look horrible. And that's very interesting because I've never seen such a tacky background. It really is tacky. It looks like Poison Ivy has... Yeah, it looks like Poison Ivy has taken over a wall and someone superimposed or dropped a chair there and then dropped Obama on the, Barry on the chair. It looks unnatural. The whole thing looks really, really strange. And then it looks like the projector bulb blew out, so they couldn't do the background for Michelle. And so the background is just white. But I was reading some comments about this. I didn't. Do you think it's a dress or do you think it's a tent? I was reading some comments about.
That's the worst dress I've ever seen in a portrait.
Well, I think it was a tent. I think it was like, parts of a circus tent, scraps from a circus tent sewn on to a white canvas circus tent because it's got, a little bit of color in it. But yeah, it's the worst. Who would wear something like that? Really? Nobody I know would wear anything like that. So I can't imagine even Michelle saying, I tell you what, this is my favorite dress. This, when I go down in history as being the worst first lady on in the galaxy, I'd like to be wearing my favorite dress. I can't imagine her. Class, I will post another link to this on the website so you can see just how awful this is. I think it's going to... It'll be sensational for people to go and look at it and laugh. Other than that, I can't imagine why anybody would want to go and see this and call it art. But it does look like the projector bulb blew, and they said, where are we going to get another bulb? And they couldn't figure that out. So they said, well, let's just leave the background just white. But, one of the comments I read about this was, I think it was hysterical, and it said something to the effect that, Michael Jackson paid a lot of money for surgeries to become that white. And now, this is not a slight against black people. It's not a slight against black people. It's not like her. She's not her natural color in this application of paint on canvas. She's not her natural color. Nothing looks right. The proportions don't look right. The hair doesn't look right. The dress doesn't look right. The background doesn't look right. I think not even the frame looks right. The frame for Michelle is just a real plain, thin rail. I don't know if it's aluminum, but it's kind of a modern frame. Barry's frame is more of a masculine, it's a blackish colored frame, somewhere between a very dark, dark, dark gray and black, but it's more masculine. But it is nowhere near the kind of framing that is befitting the CEO of United States of America Corporation. It's not. It's the size is way off. Everything is way off. Even the chair that Barry's sitting on, for some reason, to me, it looks like a second grader was painting this. It really does. And it literally, if you want my real opinion, I would say this is a high schooler's attempt at painting for Michelle. That's what that really looks like. The proportions are that wrong. An artist who wants to be, or someone who wants to be an artist, you know, in 10 or 15 years' time with lots and lots of practice ahead of them, that's what this representation of Michelle looks like to me.
Well, really I'll tell does. You what. If I hadn't gone to college and become a scientist, I would have done art school. And I did a senior high school studio arts. And most of the people in the class with me went on to do college, you know, arts degrees at college, doing fine arts, learning how to become oil artists and so on. That is not good enough. That painting of Michelle is not good enough for a senior high school folio for entry to college. If I was the art teacher and one of my students said, hey, I've got a painting here that's going to be part of my folio for my college entry, I would tell them, go back and do some more work on it. For one thing, it needs a background.
Mm-hmm.
And for another thing, the skin is too artificial, it's too fake, needs to be worked up some more, needs more realistic color.
Yes. Yeah, the skin is one color, or one tone. There's no variation
in it. The shading is just off.
Yes.
It's just too pale. It's and the shading of it, it looks striped. That's the term that we used to use. You know, for shading, you should have a gradual gradation between light mm-hmm. and dark. But mm-hmm. that is just like real white streaks where the highlights are supposed to be, instead of gradually fading into the dark color.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Barry's hands, and he in this image that I'll post from SmithsonianMag.com. You look at Barry's hands, and you look at the hands. The image is a little larger. Well, let's say that it's lifelike in size. Well, the hands that are in the we'll call it artist's in quote rendering of Barry, the hands are about 1.5 times bigger than they really are. Yeah, and my question for that art student is, where'd you get the tent?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're going from one disaster to another. We were talking about the alleged artwork of Michelle and Barry. And we'll move on to the Dust Bowl. I've been doing some research about the Dirty 30s, as they were referred to back in the history of the United States. It was, I would say, the worst man-made disaster prior to the nuclear experimentation and nuclear destruction of the planet. But the Dust Bowl started around the very early 1930s. And it lasted for an entire decade, until about 1939, when it just started to abate. And what happened was the government encouraged people to move to a land that hardly anybody wanted. And it was a land that was covered with buffalo grass. And the Homestead Act of 1862 provided settlers with 160 acres of public land, and that was followed by the Kincaid Act of 1904, and that enlarged the Homestead Act of 1909. So what we had was a massive influx of new, inexperienced suitcase farmers, as they were called, across the Great Plains. So the government encouraged planting of wheat, and so these farmers plowed up these native grasses that had been flourishing for thousands and thousands of years, called buffalo grass. And then the drought came, and then the soil which was plowed up went airborne, and the soil traveled thousands of miles. It traveled as far as the East Coast and out to the Atlantic Ocean. So it was even dusty in New York City and in Boston. And that's when it got a lot of attention, because people couldn't believe that inside an old farmhouse, you know, in this Dust Bowl area in the Midwest, that there was so much dust that people were dying of dirt pneumonia or dust pneumonia. Children were dying because they were breathing this in and they got sick and they would just die. And it was horrible. It was an absolutely horrible time in the United States. And it was all man-made. 100% of it was man-made. It was a combination of greed, suitcase farmers who had no idea what they were doing, and the pursuit of gold, meaning money, the pursuit of money. And I wanted to ask you, Gwyneth, have you had anything like that in Australia, or do you have anything like that in Australia?
Unfortunately, yes.
Mm-hmm. Is it terrifying?
It's really, really not pleasant when it happens. Mm-hmm. A number of years ago, my husband, in a previous marriage, his marriage was on the point of, you know, they had a new baby, but the marriage was not going well. And, you know, he flew out of Melbourne together with his new wife to go to Sydney and their baby. And as they were leaving Melbourne, there was a great dust storm descended on the city as they were on the plane leaving, and he saw it from the air. And there's photos of this particular dust storm out there, and it was absolutely horrifying. He felt that he had escaped the jaws of hell. You know, although the marriage went badly and it ended eventually in the divorce courts after many years. But they, you know, he said it was absolutely terrifying to see. Now, here in Australia, the topsoil that comes from the red centre is obviously red. That's what they call the whole interior of Australia, is the red centre. It's basically just about pure iron oxide, which is rust. And that's the soil that they have in the interior of Australia. Where we are, they have granite soils, although there are a lot of iron oxide soils and patches as well. And if we have bad years here, we certainly have dust storms around here. And bad years happen to be once in every 7 years or so.
Wow. Talk more about it when we come back. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth, the worst storm in the worst dust storm in the United States happened on April 14th, 1935. And the reports on the news call the event Black Sunday. there was a wall of blowing sand and dust that started in the Oklahoma Panhandle and spread east. As many as 3 million tons of topsoil were blown off the Great Plains during Black Sunday. And it was quite horrific. And when I first moved to Missouri, I was talking to some of the farmers about, you know, how many cows they had per acre. And they told me, no, you need, it's not how many cows per acre, it's how many acres per cow. And they were telling me that you need about 4 acres to raise one cow.
Yeah.
And I thought,
that's
why
a lot
is
of
that?
Land, but it's probably about right.
Well, I asked them why. And they said, well, because of the grass. And I said, what do you mean? They said, well, there's only like 4 to 6 inches of soil on top of the rock or the hard pan here in this part of the world. And I said, what are you talking about? You know, when we excavated for our house, we dug down and we have 3 feet of topsoil. And I said,
wow.
No way. No way. Well, here's why I'm mentioning that. Now, we don't have it everywhere. But I have a feeling that we have it where the farm used to have these little dips. You know, our farm is kind of rolling and it's got a lot of rocks. But there are areas where there are dips. And I have a feeling that the dust and the topsoil and the sand that blew from, you know, Kansas and Oklahoma as it was blowing east, it got stuck in these low dips. And that's why we have 3 feet of topsoil in certain areas. Now, what I want to do is do further research and find out if that really is the case. But, I mean, there was an enormous, enormous shifting of the topsoil. And it was because farmers literally plowed up their fields and then it didn't rain for years.
Yeah.
And because of that, it was so dry and the winds would kick up and the winds would just blow the soil. Now, what we do to prevent erosion of what topsoil we do have here, we plant grass everywhere. Okay? And the idea is the grass is a filter, and it holds the roots of the grass plants hold down the soil so the soil doesn't take off. I mean, we're really careful.
Is it buffalo grass?
No. We have Kentucky bluegrass. We have other grasses. We have warm season grasses, cool season grasses. We mix them all together. So no matter what time of the year it is, there's grass there. And then we put white clover, Ladino clover, in the fields so that there's more nitrogen to keep. If someone asks me, what do? I mean, I usually say I'm in the methane business, the gas business, because we have cows. But and then
no,
I refine it a little bit.
You're in the lawn business.
Yeah,
you grow
that's
grass
exactly right. That's exactly right. We are in the grass growing business. Yep. That's what we do. We grow grass, and then the highest and best use for that grass would be to plant some cows on there and then to raise the cows with the grass. So really, we are grass farmers with a little side business of raising cattle. But this Dust Bowl was so bad that people got lost. Children would go walk from school, you know, the same path that they've taken year after year, and they became so disoriented because they couldn't see. The landmarks were covered up with dirt that blew in, and they would find these children dead the next day
from
walking home from school. Yeah. Yeah. And here's a terrible thing. And class, you can prevent, you know, we do talk about what do you do about it. And here's a scenario that is pretty horrifying. So the children are at school and the dust blows in, and the parents panic. So the parents race from the farm to the school. But the children had already left to go home. So the parents can't find the children. The children get back to the house. There's no parents there. Now everybody's worried about everybody. Now you can prevent that from happening. And what you do is you literally inform, if you're going to go to town, you tell those at home the path that you're going to take. So
yeah,
that someone does need to come find you. Right. I'm going by path number one, or, you know, the highlighted on the map, and everybody has the same map. I'm going to take the blue route, the pink route, or the yellow route, you know, as highlighted on the map with a highlight marker. Okay? You can do that. So what you need to do is make sure that everybody knows where you are. And that's what we do. Like if one of us goes into town to get some supplies, we tell the others where we're going each stop along the way, when we plan to be home, okay? And that's in case somebody needs to find us.
Yeah.
And that can happen.
I'll tell you what, we do something similar here. When my children were younger teenagers, they used to whinge, moan, and complain because I used to say, well, they'd be going out, and I'd say, well, where are you going? And they'd say, oh, we're just going out for a bike ride. Where are you going on your bike ride? And at that time, they didn't understand that it wasn't mum being nosy. It was, if something went wrong, I would have to know where to look for them. And, I had to explain to them, listen, if something goes wrong, I need to know what direction you've headed, what road you've taken, okay? And because otherwise, you know, I could be looking for quite some time, and there was a poor lady who lives not very far from where we are, and she occasionally goes to the same church that we go to sometimes. And she's a friend of ours, and her son went out for a motorcycle ride one afternoon and didn't return home. And his mother was looking for him for days, and she eventually found him. His motorcycle had come off the road, and he had hit a eucalyptus tree and been killed instantly. But after 3 days in the Australian sun, it was a very, very unpleasant sight for the poor woman to have to deal with. And, they had to obviously bury him, and I went to the funeral. We sat up the back, and no matter how much perfume they put out in that room, there was no disguising the fact that the corpse was in a very, very poor state. They didn't have an open coffin viewing, obviously, but this is why we say you need to tell people where you're going and what road you're taking, especially if you're in an area where you have things like dust storms, ice storms. If it's a arid or a semi-arid biome where you get very, very hot temperatures, very, very cold temperatures, people need to know where you are. And you need to tell, if you're a young person, a teenager or whatever, you need to tell people where you are and when you're planning to be back. And, you know something, I don't think that they really took me seriously, maybe until this young man died. And I said his mother didn't know where to look for him. She was all over the country roads in a frantic state. And she wouldn't have been able to save his life because the coroner said he was killed instantly as soon as he came off his motorcycle. But I say to my boys, if I'm going out on a horse ride, I'm going out on a horse ride, and this is the road I'm taking. I'm going to X location in the forest, and I'm going to stay on Y road. Okay? And we all know that we've been here for almost 6 years. Well, yes, it is 6 years now. We've been here for 6 years now. We know all the little bush tracks through the forest. And that's for the very same reason, so that if I don't come home, they know where to look for me. And, You know, I've had it sometimes where I've been delayed out on a horse ride and I've come home after dark and met one of my children coming down the road, and they said, oh, we just wanted to make sure you're okay, Mum. And I said, thank you very much for that. That's good. But we're all okay. We're just, you know, taking it slow. Because, you know, sometimes if a horse just doesn't want to go fast, you just can't make it go fast. It's just got to go at whatever, especially at the end of a very, very, very long ride. Sometimes it just doesn't want to go fast, and you just got to understand.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned motorcycles. I've got a couple comments. I don't know a single person who has ridden motorcycles on the road who hasn't had an accident or a spill or gotten hurt. I don't know a single one. Is it the same in Australia?
Yeah. Motorcycles and country dirt roads are just really, really bad news, especially poorly maintained ones. And at one point, my boys were saying, oh, we're going to get motorcycles, Mum. I said, please don't. You know, and then this happened with this young man, and I said to my sons, because we all knew the family, I said, this is why I said, please, no motorcycles. I would actually rather have you on horseback than on a motorcycle.
Well, I took
people reckon horses are dangerous, but motorcycles, in my humble opinion, on a dirt road in a country area are far more dangerous than horses.
And make it even worse by adding some automobiles around in the mix. Now you've got people on cell phones not paying attention to the motorcycles. Got a couple more comments about motorcycles and four-wheelers when we come back. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day,
God,
you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So we're talking about the dangers of motorcycles, and Gwyneth, I want to share with you my thoughts on that. So it seems to me that motorcycles are a great way to get killed. And automobiles and trucks have blind spots, and the operators of the vehicles, the trucks and automobiles, are often distracted by loud radios, you know, music, other people in the vehicle, horsing around if they're young people, cell phones, you know, and automotive electronics like navigation devices and so forth. So it's really kind of dangerous to be on the road with larger vehicles like trucks and cars if you're on a motorcycle. Now, too often, people on motorcycles are hard to see. Why? Because they wear dark clothes. I mean, what are they thinking for the most part? Not everybody wears dark clothes, but, you know, black helmets, brown helmets, dark red helmets, dark clothes. Motorcycles, you know, have small lights compared to, you know, other vehicles, and they don't necessarily have reflective strips. Put all that together, and it's pretty dangerous for the motorcycle operator in an environment of automobiles and trucks. Now, on the dirt roads that you're talking about, you know, when they get a little rain on them, they're slippery, there are rocks to hit, and they can make you lose your balance, and you can fall off your motorcycle and break limbs, legs, necks, and, you know, have serious damage to your body. Well,
yep.
What I did was when our son was 3 years old, I thought, you know, we ought to get him a motorcycle. And so by the time he was four, we got one. And I got what's called a Honda Z50. This is a little tiny motorcycle. It's got small wheels. It's got a kickstarter, yeah, and an automatic clutch. And so so for $300, I got the motorcycle and the helmet for him. And you know, he already had knew how to ride a bicycle, and we lived on a farm, so I took him up to the top of the hill on our driveway, and I said, why don't you try riding this? I'll hold it within, you know, we'll just kind of coast down the hill. I didn't like it. And so then what I did was I helped him start it, and then he sat on it, and he'd rev the engine. He thought that was pretty cool. And ultimately, and that same day, he would coast down the hill all by himself. And then he would coast down the hill by himself with the engine running. But he got kind of sick of pushing it up the hill because it was about a quarter of a mile. And so ultimately he thought, you know, let me just try it. And then we couldn't get him off it. After that, we couldn't get him off it. Now, the reason I did all that was I wanted him to know about braking. I wanted him to know about friction. I wanted him to know about skidding, traction. I wanted him to learn about gears, all of those things in a safe way. So he would go and check the cows on the farm. And so we bought, you know, that Honda Z50. Then we bought a Honda 80. Then we bought a Honda 100. Then we bought a Yamaha RT180. So all of our children had motorcycles, and they'd ride them all over the farm. Now, does this sound extravagant? The answer is no, because if you buy them right, you can always sell them for what you paid for them or maybe a little bit more. And that's the kind of thing that we did. So all of our children have experience, know how to ride motorcycles, and they know about the dangers. No one has fallen, no one's gotten hurt. However, one day, and then we moved on to four-wheelers, because I thought four-wheelers were a lot safer. So our son
it's a very, very common myth. They're actually not.
Right. And that's what I'm going to tell you next.
Especially so not on a slope.
Yeah. So we had a four-wheeler. Actually, we had two of them. And our son had a friend come over from the high school. They were, you know, buddies. And so he said, can we take out the four-wheelers? And I said, does your friend know how to ride a four-wheeler? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Rides one all the time. Okay. No racing around. No jumping. No skidding. None of that, right? Right. So I talked to both of them. Oh, yes, Mr. Finelli. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Next thing I know, two boys are coming back. They're walking back. And that boy, who was a visitor on our farm, flipped the four-wheeler. Flipped it.
Yep.
Now, they only can do that by going... Yeah, and it's easy to do when you go too fast and you ride it unsafely. You don't pay attention, you don't know the terrain, and you do stupid things. And that's what he did. And that was the first and last time that boy has ever visited our farm. Never to come back. We'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin-Ed is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place.
And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.